Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Sheriff Mac Show kicks off with a bang. Welcome, Sheriff.
Thanks so much, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
And it is beautiful. I will give you that. I've been in the Northwest for a couple of days now. And, man, it is freezing when you get out towards the ocean in the Northwest, even in the middle of June, Sheriff.
That's why I live in Arizona.
Yeah, but it's too hot down there, though. You can never get it perfect, can you?
It's certainly getting that way. The evenings and nights are still really nice here, but it's getting a little bit too hot during the day, which will continue for another 2.5 months.
Oh, boy. So, well, our prayers will be with you, sir, as you are like a frog in the proverbial pot, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of that, that has something to do with one of your books coming out pretty quick, huh?
I hope so. I have to keep writing all these other articles and stuff for courts and blah, blah, blah. So I'm kind of behind, but, it should be the best book ever, but, I got too many irons in the fire. I'm going to get rid of the fire or get rid of the irons. I'm not sure.
Well, I think you need to keep them all and just keep at it and do your best and let God prosper the rest, my friend. You've accomplished plenty in your life. And there's plenty more to go. That's the good news. Speaking of that, there's a quote echoing down the, what do you call it? The decades, I guess.
Yeah. That's for sure. In fact, Sam, you mentioned the case, the Supreme Court case where I beat Clinton, or the Clintons, or the Clintonites,
or the Clintonites.
It's going to be 26 years on June 27th. That'll be the 26th anniversary of the Supreme Court case.
It's coming up, my friend.
USA. I'm sorry?
It's coming up, but it's as relevant as it's always been.
Oh, yeah. More so than ever. So, yes, I do have a quote ready that I don't think I've ever done this one. Did you actually know or do you remember that there is a headline in my review of the Supreme Court case that every American should have in their pocket and actually keep several so that you can give some away to people who need to be taught about this and educated. But they actually addressed, Scalia called it prior jurisprudence of the court. So again, as I've told you before, Scalia just simply took us through a history lesson. And in this particular one, he says, finally and most conclusively in the present litigation, that's the Mack Prince case, we turn to the prior jurisprudence of this court. Federal commandeering of state governments is such a novel phenomenon. In other words, it didn't happen hardly ever, that this court's first experience with it did not occur until the 1970s, Sam. The first time that they dealt with this is the 1970s when the
Let me just lay down the founding father-esque understanding of that whole point. If it has not happened until the 1970s, what was it? 1976 was 200 years of the Constitutional Republic, and it hadn't happened until almost 200 years later. They started abusing the states. That's the out of control overreach of the federal government to the point where the justice says here, hey, listen, prior jurisprudence of the court, we don't even know how to handle this hardly. There's only a couple of cases since, and they're modern. They're recent activism from the bench that we've got to stop, Sheriff.
Right. Good point. So anyway, he says, when the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, promulgated regulations requiring states to prescribe auto emissions testing, monitoring, retrofit programs, preferential bus and carpool lanes. And then I'm going to go to the end of that page because this is almost a page and a half where he discusses the EPA and the federal regulations simply do not apply to the states. And at the end, he says, we conceded, the government declined even to defend these policies in the lawsuit. The government declined even to defend them and instead rescinded some and conceded the invalidity of those that remained, leading us to vacate the opinions below and remand for consideration of mootness. It was a moot point because the federal government thought this was so stupid. What they had done is they couldn't even defend them, Sam. And now look at what the EPA has done since then. Because, Sam, nobody really pays attention to Supreme Court orders. And that's why everybody needs to get this little booklet that costs $2 or $3. You can get $4 or $5 for $10. Sam, this is so powerful. You know it. I know it. And I really wish the American people would know it. This is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in history.
And sadly, Sheriff, the media knows it as well. They undermine it and manipulate by finding so-called pretend experts. If the Founding Fathers can point to pretend legislation, I can point to pretend experts on the law and pretend experts on the courts and on the history of the Founding Fathers. What the judge is saying here, the Supreme Court justice is saying here, is look, this never happened for the first couple of hundred years of America. And then the abuse started, and he's basically rebuking them. Not only is he pointing to court cases where the states have no authority, but he's also rebuking them for their abuse of authority in a few former court cases. In other words, this has only happened a few times when they do their wrong, and he doubles down in defense of the separation of powers, of the dual sovereignty, and rejects this notion that somehow you can just commandeer anywhere, anytime, as if somehow this supremacy of the United States Constitution means only the limited scope of the feds. That's the lie they're peddling, Sheriff, and that's what he rejected so plainly. All you got to do is read it. But then what they want to tell you is, oh, well, you're not a constitutional scholar. You're not a Harvard or Yale or whatever trained attorney in constitutional government. Therefore, you can't know. But again, they betray themselves because the truth is the Founding Fathers set up the Constitution for the average farmer, Sheriff, for the average American, right?
Right, exactly. And you want to talk about Harvard. They hired Mayor Lightfoot from Chicago to be a professor to teach school at Harvard. Mayor Lightfoot, the worst mayor in the country, the one that was pro-violence and destroying the city of Chicago, gets tossed out after just one term by the people of Chicago. And then, of course, Harvard says, well, come and teach school. So, I mean, Harvard's becoming like the Southern Poverty Law Center. losing all credibility and just supporting anything.
And this is the mayor, you got to remember, too, that's got more shootings on her hands than in any other state, any other jurisdiction in the country, Sheriff, by far. Yeah,
except New Orleans is trying to catch up and go ahead of her, but it's still, it's the same type of lackadaisical liberalism in New Orleans, Chicago, San Francisco. San Francisco is almost gone and buried. San Francisco is having such a horrible time. They're trying to beg people now to come and go on vacation to San Francisco, which we've done a couple of times. We wouldn't go to San Francisco any more than we'd go to some of the shooting areas of the cartels in Mexico. It's crazy. But let me do one other thing here with the decision.
Yeah,
this
well,
is
most people
Scalia
in San Francisco,
now.
Interestingly enough, they send poop emojis across the internet. Most people do, but in San Francisco, it's not emojis anymore, Sheriff. It's all over the streets. It's insanity as the homeless takes over.
So
the community.
I wanted to finish with one more paragraph from Scalia, who wraps this up, and he says this. This is kind of a great summary of this whole thing. Although we had no occasion to pass upon the subject in Brown because the government didn't want to try to even defend these policies, later opinions of ours, this is the United States Supreme Court, later opinions of ours have made clear that the federal government may not compel the states to implement by legislation or executive action, federal regulatory programs. So that shoots down federal regulations coming from either the legislature or the president. And this is why this is so absolutely astonishingly a miracle. And everybody should have this.
Antonin Scalia, ladies and gentlemen. Prior jurisprudence of the court literally slaps down the federal government and says, hey, you don't have any authority for this whatsoever. And he documents historical reality that, you know what, they didn't even think of this kind of abuse for the first couple of hundred years. You want to learn more about this case, get a copy, cspoa.org. There's a summary booklet for a couple of bucks. You can get a bunch of them for hardly any money at all, just really the cost of printing and then the cost of shipping to get them to you. You can share them with everyone you know. The media likes to pretend, and the mainstream press in bed with so-called law experts, they want you to believe that this isn't really even relevant today. That, oh, it was Sheriff Mack, a whacked out cop years and years ago. Doesn't really apply. No case precedent. It doesn't mean what Sheriff Mack thinks it means because he's not a constitutional scholar and so on. But ladies and gentlemen, you read it and see what you think. I don't see how it could be more clear, and how these so-called experts at Harvard and Yale and everybody else come up with their perverted, dishonest interpretations, Sheriff, just absolutely shocks me to the core. How they can claim what they claim, but yet you can read for yourself the truth, and it's not debatable. It's not so complicated that you can't understand Scalia's words. The words, like the supreme law, very simple and to the point, Sheriff.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of scholar you have to be to be able to understand shall not be infringed, or Congress shall make no law, or the separation of powers. I can read that and get it. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are reserved to the states or to the people. I don't think you have to be a scholar to understand that plain and simple English.
Shall not be infringed. See, I mean, shall not be.
Gee,
infringed.
I wonder what
that
means.
Four words. Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Oh, and then they even debate the separation of church and state idea. You know, they want you to believe that somehow that the government must be protected from the church. Have you lost your minds, ladies and gentlemen, to believe such baloney? The truth is that they didn't want the government to make a specific religion. That's true. They also said that government cannot prohibit, COVID. They can't prohibit the free exercise thereof. look, since COVID hit, they have an all-out assault on all five guarantees in the First Amendment. We have got to learn our Constitution and stand up and say, look, this isn't designed for scholars to interpret. If you people are that far from reality on interpretation of the supreme law of our land, then you scholars need to step down because you're hopeless. And it kind of brings up Tea Party-esque viewpoints, which we've talked about on this broadcast many times, Sheriff. Even last week, I think it was, or the week before, you were applauding some of these folks that gave pushback. What happened is they put up tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms in government schools. And the kids just couldn't take it. The boys just ripped down the dispensers, threw them in the toilet. The government schools all pleading and begging and asking, please don't destroy these things. That's vandalism. And I agree it's vandalism. I agree that it's not great. But you compared it to the modern-day Tea Party, Sheriff. And I think there's something to this where appropriate civil disobedience does have its place.
Yeah, I do. And if I was a sheriff during the Boston Tea Party, would I have watched as they destroyed all the tea, or would I have participated, or would I have made sure that the redcoat soldiers could come and interrupt them, or shoot at them, or commit another Boston massacre? Sam, I hope that, back then I would have been on the side of the Patriots and made sure that their message got sent to King George III with throwing that tea in the harbor. Every one of those people loved tea, but they did that to demonstrate and peacefully protest. You know, I guess if the companies that own the tea had sued them, they probably would have won. And I might have testified that what happened. However, on the children at school getting rid of the tampon machines in a boys' bathroom, I would feel the same way. And I would ask the school, why in the world would you put those in there? And you offended the kids. Don't you know you offended the children that were in there? Boys looking at tampons and saying, what am I supposed to do with these? You know, this has gone just way too insane, Sam. And I'm sure that I would have been on the side of the kids that finally protested.
Well, you're right about that. And one of the things is you said they loved tea. And I agree they loved tea, but they loved something more. And that's the takeaway for us in modern day, Sheriff. We need to love something more, which is a true understanding of male and female. Whether you look at God or believe in God or not, God said male and female created them. But it's scientifically backed with an X and an XY chromosome to make the point. This is scientific. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You say something as simple as boys are boys, girls are girls, right? And now you're in serious, serious trouble. Even in the supposed red state of Idaho, a young man, 18 years old, graduating from high school, he said only two genders exist. School now invoking the nuclear option. This is the Western Journal. All right. Here's what he said. Listen carefully. Guys are guys, girls are girls. There's no in between, Sheriff. Now, here's the clip of this gentleman and the protest that took place after they said he couldn't walk at his graduation for such a statement. Here it is. It first starts out
family
mellow enough.
Family and parents are hugging and supporting. Let them out. And now a bunch of kids are leaving the school in protest. I love it.
Wisely so, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we need to mention the high school. This is Kellogg High School in Idaho.
Yes, it is, sir. We'll get to the details in a second. Here it comes. He starts saying, good job.
freedom of speech signs.
Let him walk. Let him walk. Let him walk. Let him walk. Let him walk.
Yeah, baby, come on. He comes out and speaks. Here it comes.
Let him walk. 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 Let him walk.
I'd like to thank everybody here for supporting me. They're still not going to let me walk, but they can't take my diploma from me. And I just appreciate all the support from everybody coming together. I won't forget this. Thank you.
We love you, Trav.
But Sam,
there you have it.
This is so astonishing. A kid that makes a trite, glib statement about boys or guys being guys and girls being girls.
And that, there's no in between.
And there's no in between. and for that, you get kicked off of the graduation ceremony and you can't walk with your class. I got to ask the school, who did he offend? And even if he did offend, who cares? You know, people offend each other all the time. Does that mean you get fired? Does that mean you can't be with your graduating fellow classmen? They obviously said, people who disagree with him totally thought that the school was out of line on this. What did he do? He made a true statement about something that is so obvious. It's ridiculous and absurd that saying something so obvious, so trite, that he gets kicked off of graduation. How absolutely absurd have we gone in this country and the state of Idaho? Why didn't the governor step in and say, no, can't do that?
Because the governor's a wimp and won't get it done. Too bad Ammon Bundy wasn't the governor. He would have stood up tall, ladies and gentlemen. But again, think about this. This is one of the most red states in the country, so-called one of the most conservative states. You got this whacked out Kellogg High School or whatever it is. And these people literally are not budging. They've exercised the nuclear option. Parents are up in arms.
Right.
All this kid said was something that is God ordained. In other words, articulated in the Bible by God Almighty. Male and female created he them. But it's also a scientific fact that this young man claimed that there are only two genders. Males are males. Females are females. There's no in between. Okay, this is a scientific fact that he quoted at his graduation. Now, here's what happened. He said he wanted to say this, and they said, no, you can't. Because they approve all the speeches in advance, don't you know? He decided to say it anyway. Well, now they're saying, well, you're not going to walk then. You're not going to graduate per normal. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, civil disobedience, sadly, needs to become the order of the day. They're going to barbecue me for saying this, but are we renegades, rebels, or founding father-esque? You be the judge on the Sheriff Mac Show.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a recent graduation ceremony where students were supposed to give words of wisdom to underclassmates, etc. And the problem is, you know what? You can't say boys are boys, girls are girls. There's no in between. This guy by the name of Travis, he's 18 years old in literally in the red state, supposedly the conservative state of Idaho. All right. They call him underclassman, 18-year-old Travis Lohr, L-O-H-R, Lar. Anyway, made the statements, and they literally said, you're not walking, buddy. We're shutting you down. Sheriff, this is one of the most conservative states, the most conservative schools, a small town. You think this has just affected government schools in Chicago or, you know, New Orleans or some of these places that we mentioned before, San Francisco? This is a tiny town. I've never even heard of the high school before, but it's a small town in red state America and stuff like that. And they've gone this whacked out woke, Sheriff.
Yeah, no kidding. This really is a surprise that they would think that they should punish a kid for saying something that's biologically and scientifically redundant. It's totally redundant. That he can't, what is that going to accomplish that he can't walk across the stage? The statement has already been made. He's already qualified for graduation. What does that do to take him off the stage to walk across there and grab a certificate? This is still the absurdity of political correctness of today. And Kellogg High School, the superintendent, the principal, teachers, whoever have had anything to do with this, they should all be fired. And I would hope that kid would sue them for harassment or whatever else that some creative lawyer could do. They probably should have already filed the lawsuit and tried to get an injunction against this because this is all so stupid, Sam. And these are the people who run our education department.
Amen to that. But Sheriff, you've seen the children provide leadership where the parents won't. And this is the point that I want to get at with this whole story. The kids are walking out of the school. I'm glad the hundreds of parents are there protesting this. But you know what? Kids are ripping down the tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms in protest going, you've offended us. Stop this. Now they're saying this guy can't walk for saying one of the most simple scientific facts you could possibly imagine. boys are boys, yeah. girls are girls. There ain't no in between. Now, I submit to the parents, I appreciate them finally protesting and saying, hey, you know what, let them out. So let them walk out of school. And then, hey, let him walk. But the school just doubles down because they're in bed all the way up to the FBI. If you don't believe me, just ask your local school board. They'll tell you what associations they have. But I digress, except to say, you know what the next step is, Sheriff? What if no one would send their kids to the school tomorrow? What if this Kellogg High School simply had no students next year in class? And every parent just said, uh-uh, we're not sending our kids to your school. You can go ahead and play this gender game all day long if you want to and lie to the people. Just jettison, turn your back on scientific fact and on God's word. But we're not going to tolerate it in our home. Not in our family, sir. Not on our watch. And Americans need to absolutely, we've gone too far, Sheriff. It's one thing to say be kind. Oh, wait, where's the kindness now? This guy just articulates that boys are boys and girls are girls. And they literally, where's their kindness now? Where's their inclusion now? Where's their big tent now? See, can he have that view or no? And what message do we allow being sent in America today when they literally say you will not walk, you cannot graduate, and this is one of the most conservative states, the most conservative small-town schools you can get, ladies and gentlemen. And where are we going to go if we let this stand, if we let the school win on this? The parents have got to go a whole lot further, Sheriff, than they've gone. I appreciate their effort so far. It's video worthy. Mm-hmm. But it ain't founding father worthy. I'll tell you that right now. We got to stand up now like there's no tomorrow. Because, folks, they're literally shutting this kid down and rejecting it. They teach him since kindergarten, 13 years in these schools. And at the end, he's not allowed to state a scientific fact? Sheriff, we've lost it on this one, my friend.
Maybe they all flunked biology. Who knows? But or anatomy. But that's usually part of a biology class. But, Sam, think back when you and I were in high school. Let's just think back. Even when our children were in high school, my children were in high school 20, 25 years ago, okay? What if they had said, and this is a one-liner that each graduating senior gets to say, tell us one thing that you want to leave as your legacy to the people of this school and of this community. It usually gets put in, sometimes it gets put in the yearbook, but the one line that each senior gets to leave as their legacy. If our children, if my son in high school had said as his one line legacy statement, guys are guys and girls are girls, there ain't no in between. If he had said that, I'd go, what in the world are you talking about? And who the heck cares that you ever said something? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. So what? Nobody cares. And yet just a generation later, Sam, we're making it to where you cannot say such a thing because why? I don't get the why today, and I wouldn't have got it back then, but it wouldn't have received any attention except for somebody to say, what a whack out thing to say.
You got that right. This is small town America. I guess it's Kellogg, Idaho. I've never even heard of it. But they've got 346 students in 9th through 12th grade, Sheriff. So you might have 100 graduating students or something like that is all. This is a very small high school. But if we're going to let this happen, how did this school get woke? Most people are believing, oh, no, the woke schools are in Chicago, L.A., Houston, you know, some of these other places, Memphis, Tennessee or whatever, but not in my school. No, sir. This is infected all the way down. You've learned it. It's in your state. It's in your school boards. It's all the way down to the local level. And if you buck it, you're literally going all the way to bucking the FBI, Sheriff. That's where we are in America. And that's why we better stand up now.
How about the Federal Education Department? You know, they're bucking that because they run education in all the forced government schools. And this is just another sign of how ridiculous and asinine our schools have become through the NEA, National Education Association Union for Teachers, and the Department of Education from Washington, D.C., that has no constitutional authority to even exist. And yet we continue to allow this. Good grief.
You got that right. Just so you know, in Kellogg, there's about 2,000 people population. So like I said, it's small town USA. And look, they've absolutely, it's one thing for the school to be woke in the first place. But this school must have funding or backing from somewhere higher, Sheriff. What would make them double down in a tiny town like that? They're doubling down. They've exercised the nuclear option. They're going to the mat, buddy.
Yeah, I was surprised about that. I was actually surprised when Travis got up and said, they're still not going to let me walk. You know, we can protest all we want, and the parents can, and a lot of parents were there protesting as well. And yet they didn't listen. They don't care. And I still want to ask them what it would have hurt if this kid had walked across the stage. Whatever little damage he did, according to them, is over. It's done with. Why exacerbate the situation and just bring all this national attention to something that's so stupid?
Now, it said well over 100 parents and students. So out of 2,000 people, over 100 literally did this. And what I find fascinating is the students that are providing the leadership here. This whole thing is because a student won't back down. He wouldn't take it out of his speech. It's all because students are backing their fellow classmate. The parents, sir, are on the coattails of the students here, Sheriff. That's another point to be made here.
Yeah. And Sam, another one at the students or all the protesters, maybe the parents, they were at the very beginning. Did you hear what they were yelling? They weren't saying, let him walk. They were saying, let them out. Let them out, which means the doors were locked where the kids who wanted to go out and protest couldn't get outside the high school. I didn't know they had that capability.
Well, you know, that's what so you have in government schools.
I don't know how they were holding their back,
kids, sir. Now, it makes me watch. It reminds me of a movie called Lean on Me, Sheriff. Do you remember this movie?
No.
Yeah, man, you got Joe, the black guy that's in the government school to clean it up, man. The movie's called Lean on Me. It's one of the best movies you'll ever watch in your entire life, and Joe gets it done. And he locks the doors to keep the drugs out and the criminals out and the gangbangers out, and they eventually come and arrest Joe. Do you remember this now?
Okay, well, yeah.
All right, you got to watch Lean on Me, buddy.
Travis. Yeah.
Well, tragic but true. Ladies and gentlemen, our prayers are with Travis, and this just shows you that civil disobedience, I'm not saying just start breaking laws everywhere, but this is civil disobedience that makes sense. What do you want to call it? Common sense civil disobedience? We need more of it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Joe Biden, meanwhile, instead of backing the students like he should be, he literally doesn't even know where he is. He literally trips and falls as he goes to an Air Force Academy commencement. Here it is.
Now, he Sheriff, points back at the sandbag.
Yes, but you know what? And I don't mean to laugh at the president falling. That's not what this soundbite is about. But Sheriff, why are they trotting and parading this guy around? He makes a fool of himself everywhere he goes. Now, anybody could trip, okay? But when you're trying to run for president for the next election cycle, 4 more years after another year at least, right? A year and a half or whatever you want to call it, a year and then 4 more years or whatever. And this guy doesn't know where he is. He staggers around on stage. We hear him getting prompts from people. He has to read where he's at or be prompted to know what to say and to do and where to go. And this is painting a very serious picture that concerns me greatly of a national security crisis. The commander in chief of the free world is in this kind of shape, Sheriff, and they won't even admit it and say, look, let's let this guy basically have a wonderful career and retire. And I'm not making fun of him in any way, but I'm saying at what point are we going to take national security seriously? We can't even say boys are girls and girls are boys. And the president doesn't know where he's even at. He's fallen down. I mean, it is an absolute disaster on the world stage, Sheriff, and no one seems to care.
Well, it is, and that's why I have called Dr. Jill Biden the biggest liar in America, because she continues to support this. His handlers are the biggest liars in America. And Sam, whoever pulled the plug when Joe Biden was on national television and international television, whoever pulled the plug when they asked if they could ask questions, they wanted to ask questions. And as soon as that was asked, they pulled the plug and it was over. Literally, the television stations went blank and then they had to go to other programming. They expected it to go longer. This is very common. And like you said, he can't give any speech unless he has teleprompters and he has to read it. And then he doesn't even read those correctly. He reads the prompt like turn the page and he'll read turn the page, you know. Absolutely absurd, Sam.
Speaking of that, we need to turn the page and get somebody else in America that's absolutely safe and appropriate to lead the greatest country on the face of the earth. I cannot imagine the commander of the free world in such shape. And the Republicans don't seem to be very concerned about it either. I mean, they love to make fun of Biden and all that kind of stuff, but they're not bringing up the national security concerns that I am. They're not talking about it at all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not making fun of Biden falling here. I'm saying to you, why don't we have enough dignity to let him retire in honor as opposed to parading him around like a drooling derelict?
But many of them have admitted it. Many of them have admitted
it. Not to do anything about it.
They do it a different way. Yeah, well, like the Democrat National Committee, they have told the other Democrat candidates running for president, they have told him there will be no debates. That is telling everyone, we know that Joe Biden cannot debate. He cannot stand on his own. That is the clear admission. And they don't care who knows it because they already all know that we all know it. And so, Sam, it's not poking fun at the president. Look at Nikki Haley, the Republican. You know what has become one of her political campaign ploys? Every candidate should have to take a cognitive test.
I don't disagree, but where's Congress to do something about it, though, and to remove him, gracefully remove him and say, look, we cannot have this in America. We cannot have our national security at stake and in the hands of someone who's not capable of tending that fire, so to speak. This is insane. Meanwhile, we debate
Sam,
between
the Democrats
two governors.
Can't do that. Yeah, the Democrats can't take a side. They have to side with the Democrat Party, or the Democrats
will go
after them.
No, they don't. They can stand up for the truth regardless, my friend. They can follow this little 18-year-old kid named Travis, and they can have some backbone and guts and set aside party and game playing and good old boy networks, and they can stand for the most prosperous, safe, blessed country on the face of the earth. And I call out, they need to stand for God, family, and country above all else. All right, now we got the East Coast versus the West Coast. Turns out whacked out extreme Governor Gavin Newsom threatened Governor Ron DeSantis with kidnapping charges over shipping migrants. Sheriff?
Well, maybe if Newsom will arrest himself for not wearing a mask in the restaurant with all his staff and family back a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, one, they could get him for lying, but they could also get him for infecting others. And like the city councilwoman from Nashville said, anybody not wearing a mask should be charged with attempted murder. So maybe they should be going after Newsom for criminal charges of attempted murder when he didn't wear the mask that he was having other people arrested for not wearing. Newsom really doesn't want to go here, because first of all, it's going to expose the ridiculous and unlawful policies of this leftist Marxist governor. And I don't know why he would be doing this unless he's just trying to get ready to run for president himself. But this is really absurd on a lot of different angles. But the biggest one is this. Newsom and his ilk and the White House, including Biden, have all supported unlawful, unconstitutional, illegal entry into our country, and then they have declared themselves a sanctuary for those people. So they're aiding and abetting criminal activity from the border, and now he wants to go after DeSantis for kidnapping people who have been here and allowed to come in here illegally by our own government, including Newsom. And then they want to charge DeSantis for sending them to a Democrat sanctuary for illegal immigration, for illegal immigrants. Sam, did you ever think this could get any more stupid? And we seem to say that every week, because this is absolutely absurd. And I will agree with this point, Sam, just real briefly, I will agree with this. DeSantis does not have the lawful authority to do that. However, he is now in a sack of crap that has been enacted by the White House and Mayorkas and Newsom and the other Democrats who are declaring sanctuaries for them. And so he's doing whatever he can to make it right and say, okay, you want them? We did not want them. We're not a sanctuary. We'll send them to the sanctuary cities and states. I don't believe that could be any crime ever, even though they're right, whoever said it, he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do it, but they shouldn't be here in the first place where he has anything to say about it. They should be in Mexico or other Latin American countries. They should go home and they should stop them at the border. They don't. They refuse. They're all lying about the safety at the border. And so DeSantis doing that is not a crime.
Well, and I got a question, though. When we say that DeSantis doesn't have the authority to do that, if we're going to talk about authority, they don't have the authority to let these people into the country without vetting either. They also don't have the authority, neither does Joe Biden have the authority, to bus illegals all around the country. How are we going to say that DeSantis doesn't have authority, but Joe Biden does? Where does Joe Biden's authority come from, or any other government agency's authority come from to do this either? So again, if Ron's guilty of something, so are they, right?
Yeah, that's a real good point about Biden, because he's definitely been doing it. They've been flying them. Most of them have been going by buses, but they've been flying them, and that's Biden. He's been flying them and putting them in highfalutin New York City hotels while he kicks out veterans who have fought in wars for America. And then these people come in from Mexico illegally, and bam. I don't begrudge the people for wanting to come here, but I do begrudge the people who have promoted it and the Democrat Party who is doing it to create their own monopoly. This is the epitome of exploitation.
What I begrudge is mixing those who genuinely want to come here for the right reasons, for a better life, for safety and security, and they're willing to work hard for it, and who want freedom and who want something for their family and their children. Mixing those with and pretending there's no difference between those and hardened gang members and criminals and rapists and terrorists and others, and pretending if we bring up there's a difference in those two groups of people, we're the bad guys. That's what I begrudge, Sheriff. I don't mind those who want to come for the right reasons. You know what? It's a blessed country, and who blame you? If I had to swim the river, I'd do it, right? But how dare you when we point out there's good guys and bad guys and say, shame on us, we're racist? Shame on them. We need to stand. The truth shall make us free, ladies and gentlemen. CSPOA.org. Become a member of the posse today. That's CSPOA.org. God save the Republic. Thank you, Sheriff.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Thank heavens for Brighty on TV and Brighty on radio. Thank Mike Adams and all the crew up there, Hunter and everybody else, for the wonderful job they do. Bob D and all our dear friends over there. God bless all of you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to, one, help us fund this network, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrightyOn.tv, Brighty on Radio, and more. Sheriff Governor Gavin Newsom threatened Governor Ron DeSantis with kidnapping charges over migrants. Now, I don't understand, how can you threaten Ron DeSantis but not have the same problem for, say, Joe Biden? Or any of the other governors, for example, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has done the same thing. How do you pick out Ron DeSantis? Is it because he's running for president and you want to somehow gain political points with your Democrat buddies that you want to create election interference? What gives here, Sheriff?
Yeah, they need to really understand jurisdiction. And Newsom saying, well, let's see, I want to charge DeSantis for bringing these people to what we offered for them to bring in the first place. Ridiculous. Newsom is so entrenched in Democrat dogma and hypocrisy that he can't see his own stupidity. And so this really is the dumbing down of America, because that's what the Democrat Party does. Not that the Republicans don't do it also sometimes, but this is just politics at its zenith. This is what it has become. Oh, well, let's just charge the governor of Florida. Well, see, do I have any jurisdiction over the governor there? Well, no, but when he brings him into my state, I do. Oh, but I already told him that we're a sanctuary. What do you think sanctuary means, Newsom? So you declared the sanctuaries. They send them there, and because you offered this to them, to the whole country, and then you want to charge him with kidnapping. The absurdity of that, Sam, will be laughed at by the courts. Even liberal Democrat judges will laugh at that, because this is so political. And Sam, why do I keep saying stupid?
And the fascinating thing about this, Sheriff, in my mind, is this. All the migrants went willingly. They were promised a job and a better place to be without crowding, and a place that people would take care of them, because that's what the mayors promised, Sheriff. And they went willingly. How is that kidding? This will never hold up. But shame on Eric Adams. Shame on Gavin Newsom. By the way, who's more stupid? Speaking of the word stupid you used, which one of these two gentlemen are more stupid? We'll get into it next hour with a good sheriff. Sheriff Richard, CS.org and Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.
Atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have along my fellow Sam live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 6th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we love the blueprint for liberty. It is the supreme law of our land. And yes, indeed, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers are one of the peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, but we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Sadly, though, we must engage in civil disobedience from time to time. That gets the job done. Thanks heavens for these hundreds of parents that are standing up for the students. A gentleman said, boys are boys, girls are girls. There is no in between. The government school in little teeny town in Kellogg, Idaho, wanted to shut the kid down. Parents are protesting. Everybody's up in arms. The kid won't back down. The school's out of control. Folks, we have got to start to stand up in America for something, that's for sure. The good with me, Sheriff Richard Mack. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's great to be with you again this beautiful Tuesday morning.
You're very welcome, sir. So there's a couple of tidbits that I want to get to, and I don't know really how to discuss this story. It's so psychotic. As most of these stories seem to be. We talked last hour about Governor Gavin Newsom. He wants to sue and jail, prosecute Ron DeSantis for shipping illegals around the country. And he wants to use the term kidnapping to get that done. Sheriff, before we move along to other topics, I want you to discuss kidnapping, because that's a really high bar. That's a really detailed something that you got to prove. I think this ignorant governor's talking out of turn and doesn't even know what terms he's talking about, Sheriff.
Yeah, very true, Sam. it doesn't really appear that anybody knows what they're doing when it comes from a legal standpoint, a law enforcement legal standpoint. It's just emotion and show and politics and you know, you have to blame that a little bit on the prosecutor in New York City for going after Trump on whatever he thought he did with paying off an affair, a prostitute, whatever you want to call her. And if that really happened, they don't have very strong evidence that it did. But like I told you before, it looks like they have a case against the lady who came out with the accusation. You don't even know her real name, you know, so it's really hard to say. Bronco Sally, whatever her name is. But if she demanded a payoff of any kind, or if she made any type of threat that qualifies for extortion, why would you pay someone a payoff if they never asked for it? If she asked for it, she's the only one that has committed a crime, and yet they're going after Trump. So this is all so bass-ackward, Sam. I keep saying stupid, and my mom didn't like us saying that word. Maybe when we're talking about politics, she would be okay with that. But this is really, really stupid, Sam. And there's actually no lawful justification for any of it. Yet you get these Democrats in office and they're going to start doing it because they're Democrats.
I don't really know where you go with a discussion like this, because kidnapping is a very special term where you're going to have to prove that they were forced against their will, that they were prevented from leaving, that they were, I mean, there's a lot of components to that kind of a statement. And that yet they're busy talking about Donald Trump. Now, here's why I highlight that. Gavin Newsom is absolutely stupid. But is he more stupid or less stupid than this next guy? And stupid seems to be the word of the day, Sheriff. Eric Adams.
Stupid is a stupid governor.
Does. What is he, the mayor of New York, mayor. Eric Adams?
Mayor of
New York City, Eric Adams, wants New Yorkers to house illegal immigrants in their homes, Sheriff. So let me get this right. The mayor can order you to have an illegal in your home. We're crossing all kinds of boundaries here, but yet Ron DeSantis can't move them from point A to point B. He can't illegally move illegals around.
Yeah, and Sam, this whole thing just makes you wonder, why did they cause this problem in the first place? Now it's biting everybody on the backside, including these politicians that have supported it the whole time. We're a sanctuary. Come here. We know you're here illegally, but we don't care because anybody who's against illegal immigration is a racist. And now they want to share their idiotic, stupid policies with the rest of the people who don't want this in the first place. And so, you know, I guess if all the Democrats volunteer to have illegal aliens stay in their homes with them, then so be it. But he cannot force that, and he knows it. But if he wants to ask for volunteers, or he should be saying, every Democrat who supported me in the election agrees with these policies, and you've agreed with them nationally, get these people into your homes. Why wouldn't the Democrats just rush to volunteer and sign up to do that? Yeah, the ones that caused it, they're part of it, and they ought to stick together. Stick with Eric Adams. He'll take care of you and the illegal aliens you all voted to come in to the state. Go for it.
But, Sheriff, if we mandate eventually, and he's not quite here yet, he's kind of saying, hey, people have extra rooms. Government will pay money for the, you know, migrants to come into your home. It'll be a way for you to use your extra room and deal with economic hard times. That's what he's talking about now, but he's soft peddling something that gets very scary. When do we kind of have to quarter troops or the enemy in our home? Now, many of these people are illegal. Many of these people are gang members, rapists and terrorists and such like this. And at first it's soft peddled like, oh, Sheriff, we'll give you a bunch of money to put somebody in this extra room at your house. And you willingly do it. But the next step is we've got a national emergency on our hands, and emergency powers lets us mandate that we house these people in your home. I know it sounds crazy, but we're not that far off, Sheriff.
No, we're not. We're really not, Sam. It's just keeps on going. And I, when you brought that up, the first thing that hit my mind was the same as yours, the Third Amendment, which makes it crime, illegal, can't do it. The supreme law of the land says, you absolutely cannot house troops and force people to take soldiers into your home. And so now, can they force them? Can Mayor Adams force them to take illegal aliens who are all criminals? And, you know, I'm sorry, Sam, but that's a fact. It's not as trite as saying guys are guys and girls are girls, but it's still a fact. It is, you know, people forget it because of politics, but it is against the law to come into our country illegally. Even if you're seeking asylum, You have to go through the process to obtain such, and there is a lawful process for that. And so, Sam, for these politicians, these Democrats, these leftist Marxists like Adams and Newsom and many more, they can always get out of politics and go teach school at Yale or Harvard. But the thing of it is, they are destroying America. And this is a very serious crime that they have done. I believe it is treason what they have done to have the illegal aliens come in to our country the way they are. They have a political motivation for that, and that is to create a larger Democrat voter bloc. And so they do not care about the country. They do not care about these people crossing the border. They do not care. What they care about is their own personal power and politics. And that's what the Democrat and Republican Party have brought us. And so we really are fighting the politics of these two corrupt parties. That is what we're fighting.
I'll tell you what, Sheriff, I don't even know how to respond to this kind of stuff, because I think about, look, they've created this crisis. They said they were sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
Now you've got the illegals coming in. And now we've got a situation where they're basically saying, look, you may have to house them, citizens. You may have to bring them into your homes. After they couldn't solve the problem, and now they're basically complaining that, wow, DeSantis and others are busing these people here. That's what they've let occur on the border. Where's Congress? You know what Kevin McCarthy said? Oh, we just passed a bill on the border in the House, Sheriff. We passed a bill. Aren't you happy about that? And I look at it and say,
no.
He knows full well it's going nowhere. When we come back, that's what I want to talk about. Congress is doing nothing. Even their border bill, they know will fail in the Senate. They know they don't have a prayer. Now, the problem is the president claims that there's no problem on the borders, Chip. You're just up in the night crazy. You and all your liberal friends, I mean your whatever friends. Hang tight, let's talk about it with the sheriff, Matt, on your radio.
For the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, Sheriff Mac, Sam Butchman on your radio. I want to move to another story that I think is directly related. I just don't know who's more stupid, man. The mayor of New York, the governor of California, or the FBI. Now Joshua Phillips, he does a broadcast called Crossroads on the Epic Times, Sheriff. Epic TV is what it's called. And he says the FBI warns that Biden whistleblowers, their lives are at risk now. And now the FBI fears their informant will be killed if unmet. So now you've gotten such a criminal Biden administration. We know it's criminal with Hunter and Joe and all that kind of stuff. We've known the big guy is hardcore criminal. That's Joe Biden. But now we have a situation where anybody who blows the whistle and calls the halt to the con game of the Joe Biden foreign entanglement scandals, pay-to-play schemes, and more. Anybody who interferes now is at risk of being killed. Even an FBI informant that should be able to be protected by the FBI. The FBI's warning is not even safe now. Josh Phillips saying, look, any whistleblower, anybody who's an informant, anybody who's everybody's at risk from being killed. Doesn't this remind you of a death count from the Clinton administration? Now Joe Biden in power, he's threatened, and the same reality check comes to the forefront, Sheriff.
Yeah, this is, man, Sam. Like I said earlier, it seems like we just keep saying the absurdity and how astonishing and amazing the weaponization of the FBI has become, the corruption of the FBI has become, the corruption of the EPA or IRS or any and all of them. It just keeps going and going, Sam. And it's obvious. We cannot trust people in Washington, D.C. To rein in their own bureaucracies or to control them or defund them. You know, this is really scary stuff. And why not? Director Gray said that he was going, or Ray said that he was going to bring in the document to Congress yesterday to let them see the document that showed that Biden was part of a $5 million bribery scheme. And then he didn't do it. And now they're going to go after, because I'm sure that Ray was promised nothing's going to happen to you. We'll make sure nothing happens to you. Make sure you hide that and don't give it to them. So here they are with the White House complicity and the entire Congress and the FBI and the entire Justice Department now supporting the criminal activity of withholding evidence, disobeying a subpoena. And yes, Congress has subpoena power. And so they know, what's going to happen? Maricopa County Board of Supervisors did the same thing. And they got one Republican to vote that with the Democrats that showed that they could not be punished for doing it. So they did commit the crime. They just had a bunch of politicians side with them. And it's, like I said, Sam, it's Democrats and Republicans. So I shouldn't just be picking on Democrats. But the Democrats are really leading the way on this subterfuge and this corruption at this point. But Republicans will get their turn again, and they'll do the same thing. Just depends on who's in power and how they play their positions and their plan of attack, you know, their game plans of keeping and maintaining power. And there's scriptures about that too, how people get into power so that they can control and plunder and murder. And now you brought up murder, Sam. And whoever thought that that would actually be tolerated or even promoted within the FBI?
Now, it used to be, Sheriff, whenever the FBI, and you've been to FBI, the FBI Academy, so you might have a good intel on this. Your father was an FBI agent, so I think you would have a little bit of intel on this. Think about this. Wasn't it always, hey, if you stand up for the truth, if you are a whistleblower or you are somebody who is an informant, who will expose and shut down, expose crime, you know what? The FBI's got you. You know what? We're the best in the world. We'll protect you. We'll make sure that you're okay. They put you in, security programs, and we've got you. Don't worry. Do what's right. We can stand with you. We, Now the FBI is blatantly saying we lost our informant, or we can't even, wow, we can't protect our informants. We're afraid of their lives. So now you've got the FBI warning whistleblowers, hey, you're not even safe. Your lives are at risk. The FBI fears their informant will be killed. Did the FBI used to just run around in fear like that, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's what I thought government was supposed to stop. I thought they were supposed to stop the fear and threats, especially coming from within those organizations. You know, the FBI was supposed to be protecting people and protecting our country. They obviously don't, Sam. They are unhinged. They're absolutely out of control. They just follow orders. And Sam, for the good friends that I have in the FBI, for the good people that have been there, I condemn you for staying. And even these good, quote, good FBI agents that want to do the right thing, don't. They don't come out and become their own whistleblower. They don't quit and say, I will not have anything to do with this illegal activity. They're concerned about their salaries. They're concerned about their house payments, and they're concerned about their retirements. And for the sheriffs and any other public official who puts their own personal well-being and money ahead of telling the truth and standing for the truth, I condemn you. I assail you and your cowardice. Stand for what's right and let the consequences fall where they may, but stand for what's right. And Sam, they're not. And this agency needs to be abolished. Ray committing this act, this criminal act, that first he lied, said he would show him the document, and then now he's not. He is withholding evidence from the American people. And so this is just inexcusable, and it is criminal.
You're right about that, but Sheriff, I find that interesting. The reason that they're not willing to stand up is, look, it used to be to where you could put your own self in jeopardy. You might be at risk yourself, but your family was usually considered off limits and safe. Nowadays, though, this whistleblower literally testifies before Congress in these hearings and says, hey, they moved me to a different location. They fired me. They left my stuff in storage where I couldn't get at it. They literally cut off my paycheck and left me and my family homeless. So now you've got the government not only not able to protect you, but now they're adding insult to injury. They're becoming the agent of greatest fear. They're becoming the ones that are making it hard for families or hard for anybody to tell the truth. They're in the way, Sheriff. They're not just derelict in their duty. They're in the way and part of the problem now.
Well, they are part of the problem. And, you know, regrettably, Sam, the FBI has a long history of being on the wrong side, but they have exacerbated their own corruption and their own schemes and scams to where it is so widespread and ubiquitous now that they pretty much don't care. They say, well, you know, we've been committing these crimes for a long time. We're just going to be more open about it now. And that's really the sad situation. It is growing exponentially, and it is manifesting itself so exponentially. And the American people are not going to take too much more of this. You know, the American people did not like what happened at Ruby Ridge. The American people did not like what happened at Waco and the murders that happened at both places. And they're going to push this envelope a little bit too far, and it's going to bite them on the backside. And I think it's going to be sooner than later. I really do. But on the other hand, if they gain this monopoly of votes that they're trying to do with the illegal aliens, it might be that they can do anything they want. And including all these crimes, and they might just get away with it entirely. And so,
well,
then we're
and
gonna
sadly,
have to decide
we've been telling you about
from there.
Amen to that. Sadly, we've been telling you about some stupid people, but I got to talk about someone who's quite intelligent. RFK Jr. We're talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He just said something to Musk that I find fascinating, Sheriff. Hang tight.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The Republican presidential field expands by at least one today when former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie officially enters the race. In New York City, a mixed reaction.
I wouldn't vote for him. I didn't like him when he was governor in New Jersey either. He flip-flops on everything.
I think that's a good thing. I just feel it's a good thing to have more options for Republicans to choose from.
Tomorrow, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to join the GOP race. Yet another weird twist in the classified documents case surrounding former President Trump. CNN says a worker at Mar-a-Lago, draining the club's pool, flooded a room where surveillance system servers were located. It happened about 2 months after the FBI removed classified documents. The servers were not damaged. Prosecutors have not determined if the flooding was intentional or an accident. About 1,300 people from more than two dozen villages in southern Ukraine have been evacuated after an explosion breached a major dam, creating massive flooding.
The reservoir, roughly the same size as Utah's Great Salt Lake, is in effect the front line. Ukrainian civilians on the West Bank and Russian troops on the east. It's one of six dams on the Dnipro River and supplies vital drinking water, power, and cooling for the nearby Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
Correspondent Molly Hunter in Kyiv says Ukraine is accusing Russia of blowing up the dam, which officials say cannot be repaired. It may be the last one, but thousands of people in Paris are back on the streets protesting the move to raise the retirement age in France from 62 to 64. The protest comes as the proposal is now law and has little chance of being repealed. A major breaking story in sports business. CNBC reports the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour will merge. The deal would end the bitter legal battle underway and bring the big-name golfers that LIV lured away back into the PGA fold. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org together. I'm going to tell you about somebody who's pretty smart, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr. tells Elon Musk that he wants to shut down, Sheriff, the U.S.-Mexico border. He doesn't want to mess around with it. He believes that there's no other way to fix it than to absolutely shut it down, Sheriff.
Does he mean?
Uh-oh, did you get that, Sheriff?
Shut it down.
He wants to just shut it down.
Does he mean shut it down? Or does he mean just open it entirely and let everybody do what they want? He means no vacant people go across? He means completely shut down? I'm really like to know what he means there. No border? Or is he saying absolute walls and no one crosses?
Yeah, he wants to permanently seal the U.S.-Mexico border.
Okay. I think it's a legitimate. I think it's a legitimate response to the horrible, horrid catastrophe that has taken place there. But if I want to go down to Mazatlan or Rocky Point, do I get shut down, or do what kind of permission do I need? And is he really going to address the problem of cartel control of Mexico and what cartels are doing to promote all of this? And I still see nobody really addressing the issue of in Latin America, Sam. And Latin American studies was my degree in college. And the problem isn't just necessarily the border, I would tell RFK. The problem is Latin America, the banana republics, the dictators. Venezuela would be an obvious one to look at. Cuba would be another one. Look at what's going on in these countries, and is there a way that we could work out diplomatically solutions for these countries, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, you know, can we work out something to where freedom and respect and opportunity and equality are the rule of the day instead of control, 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 and including some of them horribly on gun control. Look at the example of Mexico. Citizens cannot own guns, period, end of story. Yet where do they have a lot of gun violence, especially at the border?
So Sheriff, ridiculous. he doesn't really say beyond he wants to seal the border. And my attitude is, I think what he's saying, and I, again, this might be a little bit interpretation on my part, I think we need to drill into more what he's saying. My logic, and I agree with him, is, look, let's 100% seal the border. You don't get to go to Mazatlan, Sheriff. And let's 100% seal the border until we come up with a sensical plan that would literally let those who want to come legally and appropriately to live a better life to do so, deal with those who are in the country illegally, ferret out the good ones from the bad ones, stop the criminals, stop the terrorists, stop the rapists and the murderers, but yet make it possible for those who truly want a better life to come. We've got to have a common sense way to ferret all this out. We've got to have a common sense way to let the cities assimilate who they've got and or send them back over the border. Now, some would say, Sam, you're talking amnesty. No, I'm not. I'm talking an intelligence response that says, look, we're not going to treat them all the same. The kid that came over as a baby, who is an adult now, who productively pays taxes, either illegal, they came here to no fault of their own, and they don't have a crime a record or anything like that. They've done well in this country. They are not the same as the criminal that crosses the border with a huge rap sheet, track record, gang member, rapist, or whatever. They're not the same, and let's not pretend they are. So those of you who want to cry amnesty every second, I submit to you that let's have a common sense approach. But we seal the border until we come up with that, until we set aside all the politics, Sheriff, and we put together a plan that actually makes common sense. It could be done, Sheriff. And I think that Robert F. K. Jr. is basically saying that. Let's seal the border. Let's force everyone to come to the table, and let's get this done. And I think that's what really needs to happen.
Well, I've said that part before. I've said we've got to stop all immigration, not just necessarily seal the border for everybody, but stop all immigration at the southern border, not necessarily the northern. Maybe, I don't know if they'd have to play it up there too, until we get a handle on a proper program there. But yeah, I agree. There should be absolutely no immigration, legal, lawful, criminal, illegal, doesn't matter. It needs to all stop until all sides work on a legitimate process for having that. And so what they have done now, what they've done so far, Sam, is that the federal government for the past 30, 35, 40 years has not really addressed this problem. And now when you have a president and his administration that are actually encouraging illegal immigration and doing nothing about it, and creating the havoc that has happened in America, especially with all the drugs that have come in because of all this, and that the cartels are literally in charge of the border. And throughout Latin America, they're in charge of all this. Until you get a handle on it, I say yes. I agree with him. Stop all immigration into the United States from the southern border.
Anyway, I find that a fascinating reality check, because hopefully he'll be in any debates that they have, and hopefully he's going to, I don't know what you want to say, rock star status to bring that to the real table for discussion, because you and I have said it, but you know what? It's not at the real table for discussion. Hopefully we can make it so. All right, Carrie Lake is saying, welcome to the Banana Republic of Arizona. She says the disastrous Arizona electoral record does not begin in 2022. Thousands of ballots in 2020 did not even have proof of citizenship. Over half of our tabulators failed in 2022. Criminals were caught on camera interfering with our elections. We have a case and we will win, says Carrie Lake. What do you say to that, Sheriff?
Well, I'm not surprised at all. And the only thing I doubt is that she's got a way to win it, because I don't trust these Arizona judges. They don't seem to be really focusing on the real problem and the real issue and the crimes associated with election. They're not focusing on anything that secures and makes real the elections in Arizona. And I don't see these judges concerned about it. And I know that most of them are playing politics with it. But I really appreciate Carrie Lake. And she stuck with this, and she's taken so much heat for it. And yes, she's standing for what a lot of people believe in. Not just her, but a lot of people believe in what she's doing. And for her to have the tenacity and the courage to stick with this, with what she's been facing and the attacks she is that she's experienced, I say more power to her, and thank you for what you're doing, Carrie.
Amen to that. And I will say this, Sheriff, the longer she stands, the more evidence comes out that she's right. It isn't even a point of debating evidence now. When she shows illegals on camera, when she shows that they count ballots that they're supposed to be comparing signatures on by the thousands, in less than 3 seconds of ballot, there's no way you could compare. When she demonstrates the truths that she points out, the judges can criminally just shut it down. The judges can just simply turn their a blind eye to this, or thumb their nose at truth and integrity and honor. But the American people are waking up, and the longer she sticks at this, the more the American people realize. What it's going to take, though, is the American people to take the next step. It reminds me of last hour, the school example we talked about. I'm glad the parents are protesting that the kid can't walk because he said boys are boys and girls are girls, and there's nothing in between. Okay, there are two genders. They tried to shut him down, but the parents and the students are now standing up in this little teeny town up in Idaho saying, hold on. Okay, well, we have got to have Americans start to stand with Carrie. Start to stand with us. Start to stand with this young man who affirmed a binary of genders, male and female. God created them, the scientific fact. We have got to start to back the truth instead of just saying, oh, yeah, Carrie's right, move on our merry way. Or, oh, Carrie, yeah, she's right, but she's already lost or she'll never win. You know what? I'm not here to say if she's going to win or not. I am here to say we need to back her. She needs to continue her stand. Because every time we do that, we gain ground and we make progress. That's what we've got to work on, ladies and gentlemen. But I got to go to Arizona and other big cities for something a little closer to our hearts as summer heats up and global warming is here to stay. Whether you believe it or not is another matter. Hang tight, the good Sheriff and Sam Bushman on your radio.
Matthew 24:24 teaches us that the church is deceived today. Deceived Christians call themselves Judeo-Christians. Around 1900, Jews commissioned the Scofield Reference Bible, which transformed the Jews from Christian killers to the chosen people. Here's the truth. America is in the Bible. Revelation 21. Our form of government came down from heaven. Verse 3. The many Christian ministers at the Constitutional Convention sought God's will. The God-given rights in the Constitution were ordained by God. America is the new promised land for Christian Israel, and Christians are the true chosen people. True Israel is Christian. Listen to Jesus, quote, "My sheep follow me," unquote, and, quote, "You do not believe because you are not my sheep," unquote. John 10:25-27. The beast has transformed America into the woman mystery Babylon, Revelation chapter 17. For the complete Bible study, write to Christian Knuckles, P.O. Box 210813, Royal Palm Beach, Florida 33421.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, Sheriff Mack, this is an interesting kind of departure from our normal conversation, but I think it relates, and it's very scary indeed. You know, they always talk about global warming. And whether you believe global warming is true or not is a different discussion at this point. But the reality is it gets very, very hot in certain cities in America. Take Atlanta, Georgia. Take Phoenix, Arizona. Take Detroit, Michigan, or some of these places. They get very, very hot in the summer. Indeed. Take some of the places in Louisiana or some of the places in Texas. It gets very, very hot. And now there's a new study that's out. And the new study shows that devastating heat risk in Phoenix. New research warns that nearly 800,000 residents would need emergency medical care for heat stroke and other illnesses in an extended power failure. They go on and talk about this where they say 12,000 people could die very easily if the heat wave came and if there was any repercussions. If it was a blackout along with a heat wave, so not just electricity going out a little bit or controlling people's electricity usage, but an absolute blackout as opposed to a brownout or something else, they say that it would be much worse. They also say that with global warming coming, the heat stroke, heat waves are going to be a lot longer and more severe than they have hitherto been, etc. And then they go on and talk about other cities in the same boat, maybe even worse because of the humidity. Sheriff, they go on and talk about this and say, we have got to be aware of and prepare for this. Your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not surprised by it. I don't want to just pick on Arizona because I've never seen such heat and humidity at the same time as I saw in Virginia one summer. In fact, it was when I was at the FBI Academy, and warnings that were given to all of us to stay indoors because the heat index was so horrible. And so when they talk about heat in America, boy, Arizona is up there, and Death Valley, of course, in California. And there's even some a nice resort there. Is it Palm Beach, Palmdale? Anyway, California's got really close to the area of Death Valley. It's bad news. And boy, Arizona is hot. But this that they're talking about, makes Arizona look mild in comparison. And we never get the kind of humidity that they have back in the East or Midwest. And
yeah, where you were talking about was Palm Springs, Sheriff.
Oh, Palm Springs. That's what I wanted. Yes, thank you. And so, you know, I worry about the weather a little bit, but I worry more about the alarmists and the liars regarding global warming and climate change. And I simply do not trust AOC or Biden or Al Gore. And I really question their approach on that. It's aimed at control. It's not aimed at fixing anything. It's aimed at money and control. And I'm just I've had it up to here with the control of freakishness and the control freaks of Washington, D.C. And we saw that during the pandemic. And so now, you see, Sam, we've said this before. It's going to be just one crisis after another for these people. And they're never going to let a good crisis go to waste.
Sadly, you're right on this, and I agree with everything you say about control. They say this, if they install highly reflective, they use this term called, quote, cool roofs, quote, if they install those on every building, they say deaths would drop by 21% in Atlanta, 23% in Detroit, and 66% in Phoenix. Now, I want to disagree with this, Sheriff, because I think that they're underestimating the devastation of the humidity. As you pointed out, it's going to be hot, but the humidity will suck the hydration out of you like no other. I know it sounds insane because you're like, well, wait a minute, you know, there's water in the air. Doesn't that help? No, it doesn't. In fact, it makes it absolutely worse the hotter it gets. You know, they don't talk about any solutions except for government answers. And that's the biggest problem I have with this whole study. What about private people finding ways to get cooler? What about people, what did they do before AC happened? Look, people lived in Phoenix before they had AC, right, Sheriff?
They sure did.
Did everybody just die?
No, they didn't.
No. So my point is, why don't we go back to what can work? Why do we have to act like there's this crisis and without government we're all going to die, or we're all going to get sick, or we're all going to, whatever the latest crisis of the day is, or the latest pandemic, oh my gosh, if we have a pandemic, everybody's going to die. If we have a heat wave, everybody's gonna... Now look, a heat wave is something to be aware of, and it's something to prepare for. I don't disagree one bit, but it's their fear ratcheting up. And then the only answer is government that concerns me the most. People lived before we had AC in Phoenix, and not everybody died. Proof is Sheriff Max from Arizona, and he's still here. That means his parents were there, right? I mean, look, folks, we've got to have some common sense, Sheriff.
Well, common sense never is part of what government does. And you're right about one thing. I believe that entrepreneurs and the American people are the solution to all of this. Good, solid American know-how. And the last thing I want is government to, again, try to scare everybody into believing that they can do whatever they want to us as long as it's for our own good. And who decides what's for our own good? It's the same people that say, you got to pay your fair share. That's just arbitrarily something government gets to pull out of a hat. And that's all this is going to be doing. I asked my kids at school a number of years ago, please tell me who in government you trust to take care of your health. Now I'll ask the same one. Who do you trust? Ladies and gentlemen, who do you trust in government to take care of weather fluctuation and any type of weather problems? Who do you trust to take care of that? They can't even balance their own budgets. They can't even secure the border. They lie about every year that if you'll just pay more taxes, things will be better next year. What a farce, what a fraud, and what a lie. And with that, Sam, I have to say one of those is the drug war, because they always say things will be so much better if we just get more manpower and more money and a drug task force in the county and cooperation with Mexico and Latin America. And it's just joke after lie after joke after lie. And what have we ever done?
Isn't it obvious that the more they make that claim, the worse it gets, Sheriff?
Wait, say that again?
Isn't it obvious that the more they make that claim, the worse it gets?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's absolutely a good summary for this whole thing, this whole conversation. It is. And, you could use the drug war, everybody, you could use the drug war as a big example of all of this. I know all of us hate drugs, and nobody hates them more than I do. But if you analyze the drug war in America, please tell me the success that we've had. And Sam, I always talk about that one this way. We have never stopped. Government has never stopped a single person from using illegal drugs. Never. Not marijuana, not cocaine, meth, PCP, LSD. I don't care what drug it is. The government has never stopped a single person. They've made it illegal, and that has made it very profitable for the black market. But they say, Sheriff Mack, if we legalize drugs, drugs are going to be everywhere. Really? And they're not now? Is there any person, is there any student that can't go to school in the morning and get just about any drug they want by the time they come home? Drugs aren't, the making drugs illegal made it to where they're not very common. That's just the opposite. They're all over the place. And take it from this former undercover cop. Making them illegal has not stopped one person from using any drug that they've ever wanted. Not one. And so we spend billions and billions, about $100 billion every year. And what is
the only way the government could deal with any crisis is to obey the supreme law of the land at all levels of government, to obey the checks and balances, make a level, stable playing field, set a system where there's honoring of contracts, and a few criminal acts can be illegal, and the rest they're going to have to leave to the people and let the people solve their own problems. And if we are a moral and a religious people, then the Ten Commandments shall suffice with very few other restraints on the people. You know, the Tocqueville saw this and highlighted this. The people are great because the people are good. If they cease to be good, they'll cease to be great. That's why in America we see the problems we have, is because the people are ceasing to be good, moral, honest, and upright. And I am concerned about the crisis in Phoenix and the heat wave, or in some of these other cities, Atlanta and many other humid places. It's a concern question. But the answer does not lie in government. I mean, even if you basically dig a hole in your backyard and get it out of the sun and the shade, and you go into your hole in the backyard in the shade, you know what? That'll take off enough of the temperature problems to where you won't die. Folks, they dealt with this before we ever had air conditioning. And we can deal with it again. We just need to educate the people on who, what, when, where, why, and how. And I'm telling you, the answer is not government. The answer is not to get into fear and panic, whether it be the border, whether it be a heat wave, whether it be, you know, Joe Biden derelict in his duties, ignorant of his responsibilities as commander-in-chief, whether it be Ron DeSantis and a whacked-out California Governor Newsom going to battle. All these things set aside every one of these critical issues we've been discussing, and say to yourself, the answer is in we the people. Look to yourself and your hands. Get on your knees and look to your God and look to your neighbors. And look at God, family, and country and say, hey, that government that's 2,000 miles away in Washington, D.C., let's keep them at that kind of a distance, because that's where they belong. We've got to stand up and be true to what we believe in and what we know and what we understand and what made Americans free. Thank you, Sheriff Mack.
Thank you, Sam. See you soon, brother. Thank you.
CSPOA.org, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.